Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and I would like to thank the callers that are sitting on hold, and I'll get to you in the order in which you called, because I can see it on your switchboard, and I will get through to as many as I possibly can. My name is Stephen, Dr. Stephen Harefield. Excuse me. You can find out more about me by visiting my website at Harefield, HAIRFIELD.com. And you can click on my biography and you can see everything that I'm about. I love working with people and helping people. And I do this to obviously kind of let people know who I am and also what I'm about. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have any questions at all, ever, you can email me at stephen@harefield.com, and I respond to all of my emails myself. I'm just kind of like a one-person operation, and I just absolutely love helping people. So I'm going to begin with the people that have been on hold, so just hang in there with me, and I'll get to you all as quickly as I can. First caller from the area code 631. Where are you calling from, and what's your first name? Hello? Caller from 631, are you there? I guess not, so okay. Caller from 617 with all the background noise. What's your first name and where are you calling from? Hello?
She's been in the locked phone box for over a week, so I figured I could have her.
Hello? Caller from 617, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Peter's my best friend.
Caller from 631. Okay, they're not there. Caller from 720, area code. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Yes, my name is Laura and I'm from Colorado.
Laura from Colorado. So you guys getting any snow yet?
Nope, we're good to go today.
Oh wow, we've already had. I'm in Northern Nevada, and we've had snow several times now already. So,
oh wow,
kind of
wow. Well, we get it up in the mountains, but not down here.
Oh yeah, I hear you, and that's where I'm talking about is up in the mountains. So,
yep.
Laura,
yep.
How can I best be of service and to be scary today?
Well, I don't know if you're doing readings today, but I'm just wondering about my career and if you see any full-time employment come in my way.
Right at the moment, you seem to be very hesitant. What is it you do professionally? Because I feel like you've been kind of going in the not necessarily the best direction for you. What do you do now?
Well, I just do some elderly care.
Mm-hmm. You belong. Okay, what I was going to say is you belong in the healthcare field. I mean, that's your destiny. That's what you've come in this life to do. So that means, excuse me, that you are in the correct arena. You don't seem to necessarily promote yourself, and you also seem to be hesitant about it. Does that make sense?
I wouldn't say I'm real hesitant about it. I just don't have all the schooling probably that I need.
You know, when we talk about senior care and taking care of other people and we talk about education, sometimes education is not as important as experience is, because it's the experiences that give us the ideas of how to work with people. The best education you're going to get is live. even if you were to go to school on hospice or whatever, it's only going to give you academia. It's not necessarily going to give you the practical idea of what it is that you're doing. Does that make sense?
No, I would agree with you, yes.
Okay, so what I'm saying to you is essentially that academic education in the field that you're in is not as important as the field itself that you are in. And as long as you engage fully in that, because I get this strong sense that you really enjoy what it is that you're doing when you're doing it. It's just, for lack of a better way to put it, not enough. And when I get not enough, that means you're not working 5,000 hours a week. So it seems kind of limited to you. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. I think that
is indeed.
Well, it
would be because I'm part-time, right?
Well, but I think it's going to change. Why are you part-time?
I'm just looking for something else, basically. More money.
All right, what you're looking for is more hours, more money, which obviously means you're looking in a different field.
Well, no, I mean, I'm looking also in the nonprofit or teaching arena.
Okay. I'm going to say stay your course, stay in what you're doing, and stay in the direction in which you're going because it is the proper area. It's going to be a slow start, as you obviously know, but I think it's going to pick up for you and is going to increase. I think you've got about a 6 or 7 month lag. So in other words, the way things are at the moment is the way they're going to be for about roughly 6 months before they begin picking up. But the other thing I want to say to you is please become more active in the field that you are in. Don't be so inactive, and I'm not quite sure what that relates to. Do you really promote what it is that you do, or do you just let word of mouth do it?
Well, I just started with this gentleman, so.
This is all a new beginning for you.
Yeah, for this gentleman, yes. Yeah.
Well, but in the field that you're in as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I have my CNA license, and I was going back to school to do the medical assistant, but my school wasn't accredited, so.
Don't give that so much of a level of significance, if you will. When we talk about accreditation or non-accreditation, I mean, you don't necessarily need to go into that arena, if you will, because your accreditation is going to end up ultimately coming through experience, not through academia.
No, I know. It's just getting my foot in the door, basically. It gets my foot in the door.
Right. And you've done that. And
yep.
What I would suggest now is to stay your course.
Okay.
Keep doing what you're doing. And you will find your level of fulfillment and your level of, if you will, success, whatever that means to you. Absolutely, definitely stay your course because it's going to end up being very fulfilling and very successful for you without hesitation or question.
Okay. Gosh, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Are you sure? Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just kind of want to know that, so.
All right, super. All right, thank you.
Gosh, thank you. Bye.
from 631. Where are you calling from? Are you there? Okay. Caller from 248. Where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hello, Stephen. I'm Jennifer, and I'm calling from South Detroit.
You're calling from where?
South Detroit.
South Detroit?
You know that Journey song?
Uh-huh.
The hometown girl living in a lonely world. Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Or is it a midnight train going nowhere? Which
nowhere.
Is that? So, Jennifer, how can I best, I already like your personality a lot, how can I best be of service to you this evening?
Well, I've had, and this is for the listening audience, I have had a couple of readings where I've actually paid you and had a reading, and everything that you told me was pretty spot on, so it's well worth the investment.
Well, thank you.
My question.
I appreciate commercials, so because I don't get many of them. All right, Jennifer. So let's just blow some people's minds here. So where do you want to go?
All right. Right now, I seem to be going through some health issues, and I tend not to pay any attention to it because I figure it'll just go away in time. But one thing isn't going away. So I was wondering, and the doctor doesn't know. I've got these things keep on my skin keep cropping up, and the doctor really doesn't know what it is. So I thought maybe I could get some medical intuition.
We can go there. When you say things popping up on your skin, what are you getting, blisters? What?
Blisters, yeah. Yeah, blisters that scab over, and then those ones will heal, more will come. It's been about 6 weeks. Normally, I let them run their course, but I've been to the doctor 3 times now, and he ruled out a bunch of stuff, but, you know, he doesn't know. He had to refer me to the specialist, but it's a long wait for the specialist.
Okay, wait. I think I already have an idea. You're under a viral attack. You have viruses going on, but Jennifer, I also get that you've been under a lot of stress lately.
If I am, it's internalized and I'm not aware of it in my head.
Okay. Become aware of it in your head because there seems to be something different going on in your life at the same time. You know, I'm going to shift gears and go in a totally different direction right now and say no to everything I just said to you. The way this works is always trippy for me. I mean, it just is just kind of intriguing because you start getting information. The first thing I was getting is this is all superficial. It's just something that you are creating within your own self. And then I get the idea that, no, you are, you know, I don't have the phone number in front of me for the person for you to contact, but I have some ideas that will help bring this to resolution. If you were to look up a website, I can give you that. It's Gary,
okay.
GarrySun.com. And there's some things I would like to ask you to look for on that particular website.
Okay.
You have allergies going on, and you're not.
Okay, I was wondering.
Yeah, you are not usually prone to allergies, are you?
No.
Have you done anything, or are you doing anything any different in your diet?
Well, here's how it all started. I gave up a bunch of stuff about 6 weeks ago. I went on a diet, gave up, I think it was wheat, sugar, alcohol, and followed it for 2 weeks. Didn't lose a pound, so I said, screw it. And I just went back to my old ways, and that's when this started.
Okay. I think you got to go back to the change that you were approaching or attempting to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because I get allergic reactions, and the reason I suggested that you contact Gary is because of the allergies. But if you already know, Jennifer, what they are, I would go back to what you were doing, because there's no coincidence that these things showed up after you went back to what you were doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. So my biggest suggestion, my lovely friend, is just to, hey, you know, really take a look at your diet, look at what you're ingesting, and shift it. Because I can tell you right now, 100%, it's curable, but you don't have anything that's obviously physiological that a doctor would even consider, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So my suggestion would be is really take a look at your diet and shift it. And I would tend to say shift it slowly. You don't have to shift everything, nothing intended. I don't think it had anything to do with the alcohol. It has more to do with other things that you are ingesting at the same time. Be very aware of sugars. And spicy things, I'm going to say.
Okay.
And that should help really clear that up.
Okay. That's what I'll do. I'll do the elimination, and then I'll take one thing out, see if it clears up, and then move forward.
Yeah. I think if you attempt to remove one thing at a time, I think you'd be better off than to attempting to remove 15 things at once, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, I can tell you point blank, anything to do with sugar, no, ma'am, don't do that.
Okay.
Second, and this seems to be because you've enjoyed sugars and sweets for some time, right?
I'm not a big sugar person. I've always been more of a salty kind of person.
Okay, but all right. Okay. But it's the sweets idea, it's the sugar thing, then, so that's more of a recent thing? Is that what you're saying?
That the taking sugar away? I took sugars out because this diet, it makes you go into ketosis where you're doing all this burning the first couple of days, and there's no sugar, it was just straight, I think, protein and mainly just protein and then vegetables, no fruit. And then you added the fruit in a little bit later, and then, so I'm not sure.
What are you doing this diet for?
It was to lose weight.
Okay, I can tell you exactly what it is, without question. Your body is detoxing from all of the chemical substances that you were ingesting, so your body is actually just detoxing itself. So when you see these things come on the surface of your skin, that's really what it is. So to me, you don't... Because when I sense you from an energetic level, you seem to me to be very healthy. So I think it's your physiology, your cellular structure is just detoxing from what you've been accumulating through the years. is what it's doing.
Oh, okay.
Bet you never thought of
and
that.
And you know,
did you?
That, well, it did cross my mind a little.
Okay.
It did.
All right. I'm about 90% convinced that that's exactly what's going on with your body. Your body is just, you know, when we eat certain things and we do certain things and we do them for years and then all of a sudden we decide to make changes because we want to lose weight, gain weight, whatever. Then the next thing that happens is our body begins to shift to match us. And because of all of the things that we've been eating and or consuming, liquid or otherwise, begins to be shed from our bodies because our cellular structure is used to it. And then all of a sudden it's not getting it. And so all of a sudden now it has to go, uh-oh, and it starts releasing all of these toxins that have built up. So I think that's exactly what your body is doing. Get yourself some liquid iodine, okay, and put about 10 drops of the liquid iodine in water, and drink it, and then drink it, and I think it'll help your body detox a lot faster.
Okay, and that's what I've started taking when this all started, too, was something called bladder rack, which one of the main components is iodine, and then I was taking iodine on top of that, and then,
okay.
So I think that maybe it's the iodine that's pushing everything out.
Yes, it is. We're all over it, ma'am, but that's exactly what it is. It's just all that junk being removed from your body. You know, we tend to think if we change our diet, we'll lose weight or we'll whatever. But what happens when we're going to lose weight is you have all the toxifications going on in the body that you've been taking around with you for years, and all of a sudden you start attempting to remove it, and all of a sudden your body goes, "What the heck are you doing?" And it wants to rebel. All right, so that's kind of what's going on with you. I think any doctor you would go to is not absolutely going to find anything, because there's not anything inappropriate. Other than your body is just releasing the very reasons why you have the weight. And by the way, can I be totally upfront with you? Okay. The reason you gain the weight, Jennifer, is because of the idea of the fear of rejection, if you will. And so what you started doing was to create security through the idea of gaining weight. That probably happened after a really difficult relationship, is when you decided to kind of subconsciously do that. If you learn to be aware that it's okay for people to not accept you, the weight will be easier for you to lose, because you've been challenged by that for some time. I mean, you've attempted to lose it before, right?
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
No, it doesn't work. I did lose probably about 2-3 years ago when I left that relationship. I lost about 30 pounds, which I kept off for quite a while, but then I gained 10 back in March. So that was the 10 I was trying to lose again. So,
okay. Part of that is because of an emotional basis. I just want you to know that. And it's kind of it kind of wraps itself around the idea of vulnerability. You're not comfortable with vulnerability.
That's true.
And any time you're feeling vulnerable, you're probably going to snack, is what I would say.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yep, that makes sense.
All right, so my suggestion to you would be a very simple thing. Watch for the signs. If you're feeling the urge of snacking, take a look at vulnerability first. What is it that's going on in your life in that moment that has you feeling vulnerable? And when you realize or recognize what that is, your desire to snack will probably diminish. Make sense?
That makes sense. And can you see maybe a time frame for when all this losing of all these toxins will end?
The toxins, that's going to be pretty quick. Once you really start working with the iodine, it's not a permanent reflection of your skin at all.
Mm-hmm.
And don't allow yourself to become too self-conscious about it, because if you do, you are keeping it, if that makes sense. So my suggestion is just simply let your body communicate with you and listen to it. But, you know, when we go through changes, it's like a drug addict getting off of drugs. You go through withdrawals. Your body goes through changes. So your body is just simply going through changes that are working in your favor. And my suggestion would simply be just, hey, Jennifer, just allow that process and be a little patient with it. Because when you start getting stressed out and all worked up over it, it just doesn't, you know, fit all that well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So just,
okay.
You know, carry on, and eventually it'll just...
Yep. Yeah, no, it's that when you say eventually, no, I'm not talking about a very long time. No. This should clear up for you and your skin in about 30, 45 days.
Okay.
If you stay with it, and that's going to be your key, stand with your diet, let your body do what it's going to do. Does that make sense?
Yep, it's helping me, so I just have to appreciate it and thank it for that.
All right,
so,
and you know, if you ever get a question, you can always call me.
I will. Thank you, Dr. Stephen Harefield.
No,
in
just
Nevada,
Stephen.
With
yeah,
the website.
Just Stephen. Yeah, I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jennifer. Great, thanks.
Thank you. Bye.
Caller from 708, thanks for holding. Are you there? And what's your first name?
I am here. My first name is Ann.
Ann, where are you calling me from?
I'm calling from Chicago.
Well, you know, I used to live in Libertyville years and years ago.
Oh, wow. I've never been into that area. But
well,
I'm aware of
it. That's up by Six Flags.
Oh, I don't typically go that far. Usually, well, I possibly passed it by if you go to Wisconsin, so yeah.
Yeah. So how can I best serve Ann this evening?
Well, I'm having, it's kind of funny that the lady before me talked about health challenges, and I'm also having health challenges.
Okay. In what arena?
Female health challenges.
Female health challenges.
Correct.
Okay. All right. That can be so diverse, it's not even funny. It can be anywhere from breast to ovarian to uterine to what are the challenges?
I would think I would say more breast area and skin.
Okay. I spent many years as a monk in northern India, Tibetan monk. And in some parts of the world, like that area, the closest thing you're going to get to a doctor is going to be a monk. And when they teach monks about healing, they also teach the metaphorical representation of what body parts mean. And one of the biggest things I sense with you is the idea of guilt. Why do I pick up guilt around you?
I always feel like with my children that, and in general, that I need to do more. It's never enough, I guess, is the thing.
All right. That's the thing that's affecting the health challenges to me that you simply suggested is that you're not doing enough. You are a giver, but that also means that you're not necessarily a receiver. Giving is wonderful. Assisting is absolutely superb. But we also always have to remember that we are ourselves, and there are things in life that we indeed should have. In other words, what I'm saying to you is take care of yourself as a priority, and then give to those around you as you can. Next thing I'm going to say to you is you've always given your children more than they actually ever needed and or required. And
I'm sure that's cool.
No, I was just getting ready to say, I think you know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think you might be overextending yourself, which is creating the very challenges that you are faced with. If you learn to ease up and lighten up, where it comes to you and your children, I honestly think that the health issues that you seemingly are being faced with will go away, because I could make you a promise, just like the lady I was just talking with. If you were to go see a doctor right now, they're not going to find anything that they can basically label that says it's this or that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you've experienced that. So I think if you eased up in your level of guilt of not being enough, can I be candid with you?
Certainly.
Okay. This really seems to stem from, just kind of like the last lady, self-worth. That you can't do good enough for other people. Does that make sense?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It is true.
Okay.
Yep.
I would say learn to shift that because you are very efficient. You're very good at what you do. And the truth is you really enjoy people. And you enjoyed knowing that you've done something that really lifts a person, if you will. Does that make sense?
That's true.
I know.
It does.
All right. But that is very dominant in you, and it's very important in you, and I think it's a lovely thing to have. But don't let it over-control you.
Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be more strong-willed.
Mm-hmm. Stubborn.
Pardon?
No, you were stubborn.
Well, a little bit of that too.
Yeah, I'm hearing you. I just wanted to throw that out
there.
Just
a chat.
But,
I was very determined.
Right, yeah,
and,
but you've kind of moved past that.
I think I have. In my awakening process that I've been on, I think I've blossomed quite nicely and opened up in that area.
Yes, I would be inclined to say yes, that's true.
Okay.
That you have indeed. But when it comes to your children, that's a little bit of a different story. because you have a close personal attachment to their sense of well-being. And when you get caught up in their sense of well-being, that's where you get in a bit of dilemma, because you get really frustrated because for some reason you seemingly aren't having the impact that you would prefer. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. At the position in life where they are now, you're the coach on the sideline. So you have to stand on the sideline, and you have to watch. You have to watch them play the game. And when they're out on the field, there's not a whole lot you can do. And that's kind of what gets to you, because you want to see them shift or change or do something different with their lives. That's fine. They will, and I can certainly promise you that the kids will turn out okay. And I know that's your biggest concern, is whether they're going to be okay. That's out of your hands now. So learn to release.
Well, I know that I feel they're going to be okay. I really, I don't know. No, I know they're going to be okay.
Right.
I don't know what the delineation problem is that,
well,
you know.
It's kind of like, have you ever been in a car with a backseat driver?
Easy.
Okay. All right. What the reason I use that analogy is you would like to be a backseat driver to the kids, and it's not working. And my suggestion is don't do that. Be a front seat driver with them, and state what your experience is, and then let them make their choice. Because they're going to do that anyway, and you know that.
Yeah, and I have done that. I have gone to that next step. I had to do that. Had to do that.
All right. Then you stay in that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't, it's really going to affect you. But as far as your health goes, it's the over-personalization sometimes of things. And I think when it comes to your kids, you're going to simply do that. And my suggestion is don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
Just allow them to do what it is that they're doing. And you can stand aside and just kind of shake your head and say, well, okay, that ain't going to work. And then they'll find out that it's not going to work.
Mm-hmm.
But they're at the position in their lives to where... basically, let them go. I mean, love them.
Mm-hmm.
Love them as your children and allow them completely to be who they are, and it'll be a lot easier on you. Does that make sense?
I have to feel that way. It's just because I really feel at this point, health-wise, I
mm-hmm.
don't have anything to give.
Right. So you don't.
It's not a choice anymore.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's not.
I know exactly what you're saying. Yes.
Yeah,
but
that's the way it has to be.
Right. The truth is you're starting to realize that and understand that. Now
mm-hmm.
the only question is whether you can accept that and do that. Because that's going to be the hardest part. You've always been a doer.
Yep.
And now it's... Now it's time to not be so much the doer as much as it is the observer. Does that make sense?
It does, but I have a question.
Sure.
I, years ago, needed to go ahead and lose weight. As history repeats itself, we're back there. And I know why the weight is here. I totally know why.
Mm-hmm.
However, what I want to tap into is how I was able to be so disciplined to get back into that mindset, because I did end up, let's say, exercising, you know, I'd say five, six days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And at the most, maybe not daily, 2 hours a day, but I would say about an hour a day. And how do I tap into that energy again to have it be a positive energy as a
Well, first off, Anne, you're looking at it at the present as too much effort, and you don't know if you want to put forth the effort.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of looking at it from that perspective, look at it from this perspective of how it makes you feel, not the effort. When you look back, when you were actually exercising, you always felt good when you were done, right?
Well, yeah, when you were done, correct.
Right, yeah, no, that's literally when you were done. It's
right.
Kind of like going out in the garage and beating on your toe with a hammer and going, oh, that's great, I'm done.
Right.
Yeah, so what happened is you started looking at it negatively, which made it difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the level of effort. But look, my suggestion is look at the reward that when you're done, at how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that reward is actually the key for you. So my suggestion is look at it as a reward, and you'll end up doing just fine with it again. So
mm-hmm.
look at it that way. Does that make sense?
Besides
something else, it's almost like you are in a mode of discounting yourself in present day. Don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say discounting self, I mean it's kind of like you're kind of going, okay, this is the way I am, so that's it. No, don't do that.
And quite honestly, that is really not my personality.
I know that.
that is opposite of me,
but
generally.
But that is exactly what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. True.
Yes. All right. So what you've done is you've just shifted gears and you've just gone in a different direction. So that being said, Anne, just put your focus out there and just go for it. All right,
my
friend.
Can I just ask you one more question? Why is it so easy to do for someone else, i.e. family or spouse, whatever the case may be, than to give to yourself? For some people, I guess some people have the opposite problem, but what is the explanation that it's easier to give to someone else than yourself?
Oh, that could be a multifaceted, Anne. The first thing I would say is that it could be because of self-worth. You aren't worthy enough to give to yourself. Second thing I would say is it could be something as simple as that you prefer to lift other people than yourself. And for you, I think it's a combination.
I like lifting other people. You know, I like making someone else's load lighter. That's true. I've always been that way.
Right, but what you'll do is you'll put more energy into it than maybe you need to. Sometimes,
mm-hmm.
as the old saying goes, it's better to teach a person to fish so they can eat for a lifetime than to give them a fish so they can eat for the day. So sometimes you step into that mode that helps the person in the long term, not the short term. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah, it does.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Uh-huh.
Bye-bye.
caller from 617, you've been on hold for a while. You still there? Hello? I guess they're not. Caller from 706, where are you calling from and what's your first name?
Hi, I'm calling from Georgia. First name is Sophia.
Sophia from Georgia. Gosh, I talk with a lot of people. I talk with a lot of people from Georgia. So how can I best be of service for Sophia this evening?
Hi, Stephen. I am looking for some insight as to moving. Am I supposed to be moving or should I stay put for a minute?
My first thing was no.
Okay.
Move is not appropriate for the moment. Ultimately, you will move. I get this sense intuitively that you're starting to feel like you have to move. It's kind of almost like you're uncomfortable with where you are. And it may be because of, like, cost. I don't know. Does that make sense?
They're uncomfortable, yeah. Cost, no.
Okay. What's creating the discomfort?
It's almost kind of, I don't know, like the season is over here.
Wait a minute, you are a wanderer. You've done that a lot in your life, haven't you?
What, move?
No, wander around.
I wouldn't say that. I'm actually a little too slow.
I don't get that. The energy type that I'm picking up is that
mm-hmm.
you're kind of like a gypsy. Internally, it may not be something you do externally, but it's something that you have that goes on within you. It's like you like change. Do you like difference? And when you've been in a place for some length of time, then you start thinking, well, it's time for me to do something different. Does that make sense?
No, that doesn't make sense for me. And the reason why I say uncomfortable is my daughter is a senior, so I know she'll be graduating summer of next year. And I just feel like there's nothing else left in this city for me. Is it time for me to move or should I stay in this?
All right, you just answered everything I was attempting to explain. When it comes to intuition, it comes to me in a way that makes no sense, and then I have to attempt to make sense out of it.
Okay.
Everything that's anchored you in the space where you are is now going away, so there's no purpose or no reason for you to stay where you are. All right, that to me would come across as a wanderer or a gypsy. Now it's time to look for something different. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I'm following you now.
Okay, all right. I don't get the sense that it's necessary for you to do that.
Okay.
I think it's just something that you are really looking at, that you would, you're kind of looking for, oh my, I think I know exactly what it is. Where are you with the idea of relationships? I'm going to start off with a question first, and I have a direction I want to go. But when it comes to relationship, where are you in that?
Just dating.
I think part of the reason that you are considering a shift is you're looking for the relationship that you haven't had yet. And you're starting to think and or consider that it's not going to happen in the area in which you're living. I mean, you're comfortable with the people you're seeing. You're comfortable with dating, yada, yada. But you're looking for the sense of for lack of a better way to put it, permanence. The idea of you even moving is directly attached to the idea of relationship. That's what I'm saying to you.
No, that may be subconsciously, but consciously, it's attached to my spirituality.
Okay. I'm hearing you. But what I'm suggesting also has that strong connection to the idea of spirituality. You know, spirituality, what is that? I mean, really, what is that?
Well, when I say spirituality, meaning a place with more peace, more nature, more...
Mm-hmm.
When
mm-hmm.
I contemplate moving, that is forefront
mm-hmm.
in my mind and what I'm longing for.
Okay.
Not relationship at this moment.
Even in the idea of relationship, it could be establishing a relationship with oneself, which is the idea of true spirituality. So just throwing that curveball at you. That all can come across as the same to me. But searching for peace is nuts, because peace is never found outside somebody. Peace is always an absolute part of our internal self. So for you to look for peace by finding a place that you think will give you peace, I'm suggesting that you shift
Okay, thank you.
No, I mean just simply shift your view of that.
I understand what you're saying, and maybe I'm not using the right words. It's within. However,
right.
I am strongly drawn to nature. That is
mm-hmm.
my biggest forefront. I mean,
mm-hmm.
any way you look at it, as far as moving,
sure.
getting into
sure.
woods, getting close to nature. The rest
I can deal
with.
Yeah.
Coming out of the city.
I'm feeling strongly from an intuitive perspective, Sophia, that right now is not the time necessarily, if you will, to the idea of move. I don't know why. I cannot say to you as to why, but what I can say is no, I keep getting a strong sense of
and
weight.
You're right. I was not referring to right now. I said when my daughter graduates next summer.
Yeah, right. I
heard right
all
now
of that.
Would not be in my
right.
best interest.
No. And I did indeed hear all of that. But what I'm suggesting to you is right now to me means in the near term, even if it's when your daughter graduates next year, I still get the sense of no, wait. Time frames for me are the most difficult.
Yeah, I don't put a lot into time frames either.
Well, time's absolutely irrelevant anyway. But
correct.
Where I'm going to go is I don't get the sense that the window of you moving is not going to occur for possibly in the neighborhood of about 2 years. I'm not saying 2 calendar years. I'm saying 24 months from our conversation of today. That's when that window will open, and then I would say, yes, you will. That being said, it's also the sense of you determining where are those woods? Where is it that you're going to go to? And I also know that you want to kind of, if you will, move away from people, not because they're goofy, mm-hmm. but just you just want your space. But here's the interesting thing. I don't think you're going to do that alone. And I think you need to be where you are, because there's a person coming that's going to actually instigate that. That will be a participant of that. So you will move to your place of peace with another human, is what I'm telling you.
Well, I definitely didn't think about that.
Well, but I think that's the holding pattern, and I think you will be held in that pattern until that person enters in. And then when they enter in is when that's just going to kind of take its own shape and its own life, and that's when I think you're going to actually carry out your plan, because this has been a plan for you for some time.
That is correct. As far as moving, yes. You're right.
Yes, but I think you are waiting out the other person, and that's the only reason I think you haven't done it yet. And I don't. And that's the reason I think it's the time frame that I suggest to you. Now, it doesn't mean you don't meet them next month, next year. It just means you're going with another person. I see you and another human doing it.
Okay.
So my suggestion is just kind of bide your time. Your daughter will graduate. And the other thing I'm going to suggest is learn to put yourself in the position to where you can meet people, because I don't think you do that necessarily.
That is true.
I know.
Wow, I called in, focused on one thing, and got two for one, huh?
There you go. And you can find me at hairfield.com, and I love working with people. If you ever get a question, just call me and ask Sophia.
Yeah, I think I would enjoy a more private setting. I think I'll do that.
Please do. All right.
Thanks,
thank
Stephen.
You so much.
Good night.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Caller from 617. I've got 3 minutes. Thanks for waiting. You here? No, you're not. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last few minutes of the show, and I'm not going to be able to take any more callers. I appreciate each of you calling in and talking with me, and I attempt to get through every session I can as efficiently as I can, and I like to spend as much time as I possibly can, and I know on a radio show that's probably not the best thing to do. I should probably limit it. But I love people, and I love delivering information to them about themselves and their lives. You can find out more about me by going to my website at Hairfield, HairFieldIELD.com, and click on counseling, and you can see my whole background and what I'm about, and the things that I am able to do. And I love bringing clarity to people in all ways that I can. And when I really talk with people on one-on-one, they are very in-depth. My sessions are an hour in length, and they cover just about everything you can possibly think of. So that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'll be here next week with Ms. Rebecca Steiger, and we will do the same thing, except it'll be two of us doing it. And it's always kind of fun doing that. So that being said, I hope all of you have a blessed and fulfilling week. And I thank you for being with us this evening. Thank you so much. That's Hairfield, H-A-I-R, F as in Frank, I-E-L-D. And you can email me at Stephen@Hairfield.com. If you have a question, and I'll always answer you myself. So thank you so much for being with me this evening, and may your day be filled with many blessings. Thank you.